Welcome to Marriage Matters number 3, The Power of Talk in Communication. A good day, everyone. This is Doc Ant. Today's talk is all about something that makes our marriages either break or last, and that is the word communication. But you see, communication is not just about speaking. It's about talk. So I'm going to actually share an acronym today that will help us nurture a healthy and godly marriage. The T. The T stands for truth. John 8:32 says, "Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Honesty is the foundation of trust in marriage. When we speak the truth in love, as per Ephesians 4:15, we create an environment where both partners feel safe and valued. Deception, even the smallest things, weakens the bond. So let's commit to speaking the truth with grace and not withholding our feelings out of fear. That was the T. The A for admit. James 5:16 says, "Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed." Admitting when we are wrong takes humility. Pride can destroy communication, but a heart that admits faults invites healing. When conflicts arise, instead of blaming, we should be willing to acknowledge our mistakes and seek reconciliation. A simple "I'm sorry" can repair many, many wounds. The L, listen. As per James 1:19, everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Listening is not just hearing, it's understanding. Many times we listen to respond rather than to understand. Active listening means putting aside distractions, making eye contact, and showing empathy. When we listen with our hearts, we strengthen the emotional bond in our marriage. The K for kindle. 2 Timothy 1 verse 6 says, "Fan the flame of the gift of God." Just like fire needs fuel, love and marriage needs kind words, appreciation, and time together. Small gestures, a kind note, an encouraging word, a gentle touch, that will keep the spark alive. Proverbs 15:1 reminds us, "A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." So let's choose to kindle love rather than to ignite conflict. So in conclusion, marriage thrives when we talk. There's truth, we admit, we listen, and we kindle. Let's ask God for wisdom, as per James 1:5, to communicate with love, patience, and understanding. May our words build up rather than tear down, and may our marriages reflect Christ's love for His church. So, let's talk, and let's keep love alive in our marriages. This is Doc Ant. You can contact me on admin@growthhabits.online. Be blessed.